Welcome back to the Job Interview Experience. I'm a past executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and today, the founder of CandidateClub.com and your host of the Job Interview Experience. I have to say it every once in a while for the new people. Welcome, new people. We're going to talk about something really important, and this kind of hovers over your entire job interview. And the topic is, I'll use the word stoicism, and also avoiding topics that aren't professional and really ruin job interviews by bringing in what I'll call personal drama into the interview. I've said before, a lot of people, they go to the job interview and a good recruiter listens. The unfortunate side of that is many of us need to be heard, and the job interview turns into a therapy session. Someone's listening and we take the opportunity to talk about personal problems, issues, things like that. So let's talk about the things that I've seen happen, and I'll give you three mistakes to avoid and then ways to work beyond this. But the first thing, I'm here to remind you that these are things that kill job interviews faster than about anything else. Someone can have all the skills they need to do a job and be a great candidate, but when they start bringing up things like this, bringing up issues, speaking about unprofessional topics or issues in their own lives, it just really hurts their candidacy. Stoicism is an ancient philosophical school of thought that emphasizes self-control, resilience, and I Googled this, acceptance of what lies beyond our control. Its teachings provide practical insights into navigating life's challenges while achieving inner tranquility. When I think of stoicism and I don't Google it, I just think of someone who's quiet, who listens and thinks before they respond, and also someone who doesn't say anything more than we need to. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what we can control rather than being consumed by external circumstances. It can greatly benefit us in our job searches. Let's talk about the subject of personal life and discussing personal life during job interviews. It's crucial to remember that interviews are professional settings, and the focus should primarily be your qualifications and skills for the job. Discussing personal matters, while it doesn't seem like a problem sometimes, can lead to unintended consequences and hurt your chances of securing the position. The other issue is that often companies, cool companies, push their culture. It's family friendly. We're all friends here. It's relaxed. It's more laid back here. That can be very disarming. However, it can also disarm you in a way that lets you reveal things during an interview which are really best kept out of the workplace altogether. So to help navigate this, let's talk about the two common mistakes that are often made during job interviews. The first is oversharing personal information. It's important to strike a balance between being personable and maintaining professionalism. A company wants how you act and how you maintain professionalism during an interview. They'll see that as how you maintain that during a meeting with a client or with other coworkers, or if you're in the room with someone really important and maybe you're newer there, they don't want you to do unprofessional things while, say, the CEO is visiting. Some personal anecdotes can humanize your interview. We've talked about that before, but revealing excessive personal details distracts from your qualifications and it shifts it away from your skills and it shifts the focus to your problems. I've heard so many people turn good interviews into awkward interviews by bringing up things like issues with their ex, issues with childcare and family problems, stuff like that. Those are all real issues and hard things to get through while we have jobs. But to be blunt, it's not the interviewer's problem. It's not the company's problem. Another common mistake is discussing controversial or sensitive topics. Opinions on religion, politics, or your personal beliefs should be left out of the conversation. Remember that the goal of the interview is to demonstrate how suitable you are for the role and align yourself with the company's values. Controversial discussions can create unnecessary tension, brings up some questions in the air about how you might align with the culture and hinder your chances of securing the position, and even outside of job interviews. And I think a lot of people learn this through experience as they get older. other people really tend to shy away from hearing your, say, political views. They don't want to hear that at the bar or sitting next to you or while you're in line somewhere. And it's good just to keep that to yourself on the other side and be respectful of the space that you're in. Let's talk about crucial mistakes to avoid during job interviews. While it's important to be genuine, focusing on personal challenges can project an image of being distracted or emotionally overwhelmed. Like I said, if you're talking about it at your job interview, you're going to bring this to your coworkers and to work. So instead, put your attention on how you've overcome professional obstacles and demonstrate your ability to handle workplace challenges, not workplace drama, but challenges like deadlines or being under budget, things like that. Another mistake to steer clear of is venting about previous employers or colleagues. I've said this before. It's best to redirect the conversation. Instead of saying, oh, you know, my last boss was this and this and terrible at this and mean to all of us, you say, I had a great experience at my last employer and I learned a ton, but really what I'm most interested in is how you do things here or the work you're doing to make this technology or whatever happen. Negativity towards past work experiences raises concerns about your attitude and your professionalism and ability to work harmoniously within a team. Rather than dwelling on those negative encounters, emphasize your growth, what you learned, your achievements during your previous positions. Most people know that people, you know, have bad bosses, have bad experiences, and the people who don't even bring that up, it's probably known that you had challenges because everyone does, but the people who don't bring that up show that they focus on the work, not everything else that they have to deal with. Avoid discussing your personal aspirations that don't align with the role or company. While it's natural to have personal goals, sharing dreams that kind of contradict or divert from the job at hand might raise doubts about your commitment to the role or potential longevity within the organization. If you want to work for yourself, if you have a project you're working on or a big dream, that's great. I encourage that. But that's best not to talk about during your interview. It's not the company's business what you do with your time outside of work. And it, like I said, it also makes you seem like you're distracted. You might not be. You might not even think about this while you're at work. But you want them to know that while you are at work, your attention is 100% on them. It's easy to start talking about this, to start talking about projects that maybe you had and failed, projects you're excited to start, or things that you're in the middle of. But again, the idea of stoicism, just talking about what relates to the job and nothing more, will help you not just stand out, but also avoid the issues that stand out. Incorporating these stoic principles into your job interview and trying to embody this idea helps you maintain composure during your interview. You focus on everything between you and the company. Nothing else, not the drama, not the exes, not the mean last boss. And then that is encompassed by professionalism. By avoiding things like oversharing personal information or discussing controversial topics, you don't have to start talking about a specific political topic. You can just say, oh, I hate all this drama about this political thing that's happening right now. That in itself is something you should avoid. So by avoiding these things, you increase your chances of leaving a positive impression. The other word I want to talk about along with stoicism is positivity. So not just are you, you're not only focused on the moment, the employer, the person you're interviewing with, and nothing else. You're also doing that in a positive way. When you talk about the past, you're talking about the positive aspects of your career in your last company. When you're talking about maybe a little bit about your personal life, I've talked about this in past episodes. You're talking about your healthy hobbies, the way that you're volunteering or helping other people. Positivity and stoicism is the focus of this episode. To sum this up, the idea is that during your interview and before your interview, you learn to hold back. You don't share the things that don't need to be shared. And when you do share, it's professional, it's focused on work, and it's positive. Thanks so much for listening to the Job Interview Experience. I hope this helps. It's especially important, I think, in first interviews What happens during second and third interviews is sometimes you will interview with the person that you'll be working for, right? Your future boss, your future manager, and things get a little more laid back. You start building your relationship with this person. Maybe they share a little bit. And a lot of times I've seen that's when the guard goes down and people will share a ton more stuff they maybe don't even share during their first interview. So look out for that. It's good to build the relationship. You want to build rapport and friendliness with this other person you'll be working with or for without going too far. And then the last thing, hold yourself to these standards after you get the job. So while you're a coworker, while you report to someone, or maybe while you're someone's boss, make sure to be professional, to not say things that don't impact the job or help your coworker or employee succeed in their role. Maintain positivity, avoid politics, avoid personal issues and religion, and everyone gets to focus on their job, being happy coworkers, and maintaining a harmonious workplace. Thanks for listening to the Job Interview Experience. Hope you have a great week.